The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
That's right. It's the danger zone here on Money Life. And let me tell you, if you are not familiar with the research from New Constructs, go to newconstructs.com and check it out. Look at some of the reports that go into the most dangerous and most attractive stocks list. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck.
All guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. If you've lost confidence in traditional brokerage and investment firms, it's time to learn about the Hightower difference. To find out more, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who's in the danger zone today?
Starbucks.
Wake up and smell the coffee percolating.
Yeah, okay, so it's Starbucks, ticker symbol SBUX. And why would you say that people have to
wake up and smell the coffee percolating?
Starbucks has long been kind of a stock that I pointed out as dangerous because I believe that investors in this stock are truly blind to the competition that Starbucks faces on multiple fronts. And in the manic world we know is investing today, Starbucks has been greatly overvalued and it's been greatly undervalued for much, it's been undervalued for much less time than it's been overvalued, but it has now entered back into one of those stages where it's, in my opinion, pretty terrifically overvalued. And people are investing in this more because it's a popular stock rather than because it's a smart investment.
It's interesting that the first thing you say is about competition. Because we all know from listening to you talk on this show that you are a bottoms-up guy digging deep first. Now, Starbucks is a stock, when you talk about when it was undervalued, well, in 2007 and 2008, lost 42% 1 year, 54% the next. But it has bounced back pretty strongly in that it was 140% in 2009, 41% in 2010, 45% in 2011. And now this year, it's basically been flat. Is it competition or is there something in the numbers that's making you say this stock is about to go from flat to worse?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, I think that the stock has been overvalued for a while and it had a great run and made a big bounce back. It became a popular stock again. But you're right. Most of the time I'm focusing on sort of bottoms-up analysis and just identifying where I see kind of glaring disconnects between what people think the profitability of the business is and what it actually is. With Starbucks, I'm really focusing on a glaring disconnect between what the value of the business is and what probably what it really ought to be. For me, I'm sort of mixing some metaphors here with you, Chuck, because one of the stocks I do like is McDonald's. And for me, you can't really have a conversation about Starbucks or McDonald's without kind of talking about the other, because I think of the competition between the two and that they're both in the food retail space, fast food in particular. So when I'm crunching my numbers and I look at how the two stack up in terms of business models, you know, I see a business model at McDonald's that's terrifically profitable on a scale that's five times greater than what Starbucks is today.
Right.
I see that as a lasting franchise that's really consistently performed. And in my analysis, actually, McDonald's has just been consistent. Their returns on capital, their profit margins have been rising significantly over the last few years. In fact, the returns on capital have doubled in the last 5 years. At McDonald's. Starbucks has done better as well. Their returns on capital have definitely gotten better. They made some meaningful improvements to their business model. You know, the first time I called or suggested people short Starbucks was back right before it really blew up. And Schultz made some excellent changes to the business model. But the fact of the matter remains, Starbucks is never, in my opinion, going to unseat McDonald's as the king of the fast food retail world. But that's what the valuation of Starbucks implies today. To justify the $48 stock price, when I've run that through a discounted cash flow model, that implies that Starbucks is going to be able to grow its profits 15% compounded annually for the next 10 years. That's a big number for any company, but I think an especially big number for a company that's selling essentially a commodity, right? In terms of coffee or some scones or something like that, there's really no technical or innovative advantage that Starbucks can create there much. You know, I mean, yeah, they can deliver these things in slightly different ways, but ultimately, there's nothing really that proprietary about what Starbucks does. So it's hard to imagine them growing like a tech company could grow, right? And, you know, and look, I'm kind of harping on McDonald's because sort of my punchline is that to justify the current stock price, you know, that means people believe that Starbucks revenues are going to be greater, you know, almost 80% greater in 10 years than what McDonald's are today, right? So essentially the stock price is implying it's going to have a much meaningfully greater level of revenue than where McDonald's is today.
And that's sort of... And that's McDonald's revenues, not just breakfast. That's McDonald's revenues.
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. Right? So that to me seems fairly absurd. And but you bring up another really, really important point, Chuck, is that it's not just McDonald's, but, you know, there's the Ma and Pa coffee shop. Seems like every time I go through an airport, I see a new coffee shop. You know, we can name probably 10 or 15. A lot of them are also publicly traded. And so... You know, you know, there's this sort of mystique around Starbucks, which is great, and it helps them build a brand, and I think it's helped them be a profitable business. But investors need not to fall in love with that mystique, because it means they're going to bid this stock price up beyond, much beyond where it ought to be.
And that's why you need to
wake up and smell the coffee percolating
and understand that it is Starbucks, ticker symbol SBUX, that is in the danger zone.
Danger, danger.
David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. For more information, it's at New Constructs on Twitter, or just go to newconstructs.com. A different one, David. Always fun to get that different sort of take. Look forward to finding what you've got up for us next week in the Danger Zone.
Thanks, Chuck. It's great to be with you as always.
There is much more of Money Life to go. Up next, it is the Money Life Market Call. John Buckingham from the Prudent Speculator Newsletter and the Al Frank Value Fund. Stay with us. Money Life will be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.